We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
My understanding is the Steelers like the kid. And all things being equal, I think as people keep coming back to now, okay, let's just look at who did what on the film, right? And let's look at who produced it. He played in a big-time conference against some big-time guys in some big-time games, and he shut some people down, including Metcalf. And then you start looking at, oh, the kid from Washington didn't run, you know, as much as – didn't run as fast as we'd hope. And I don't know that the kid from Georgia is a first-round guy. The corners are incredibly difficult. Corners and wide receivers this year are all over the map. People are all over the place, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, much less the back end of the top 10. It wouldn't shock me if, let's say, both linebackers are gone. It wouldn't shock me if at pick 20, Pittsburgh's got their pick of any corner out there. Some people have talked about the kid from Temple with them. My hunch right now would be if they had their pick of all their corners that they would go greedy.
And that's Greedy Williams of LSU, Jason Lockenfora with us yesterday. 93.7 The Fan Times 405. It's brought to you by Weather Seal Home Services. Just a dollar down can get you a new roof. So that's one insider saying if the linebackers are gone, they'll take Greedy Williams. Aditi Kinkabwala of NFL Network was at Steelers headquarters yesterday. She joins us now. We had a very eventful conversation with Aditi last time we had her on, so we'll work.
We answered the
top
big questions, really.
Today. Aditi, do you have a hunch on who they'll pick?
That's a safer question, right? I was just going to start by saying I might have to be more careful. My husband's actually in the house this time.
probably a safe bet.
I'm just happy you guys are still together after that conversation.
You know what? I don't even know if he knows. I mean, it actually came up on Easter Sunday because one of his family members heard it and said it was a great bit.
Let's go.
And it was the first Matt heard of it, and I started trying to explain to him what happened, and he walked away.
So. Oh, you got to be in scramble mode at that point.
Okay, let's get to brass tacks. Who do you think it's going to be, Aditi?
I would really, really love to see them move up and get one of those two inside linebackers. I don't think that Devin White or Devin Bush is available at 20, and they have the capital to do it. They haven't made a particularly bold move in recent years, and the linebackers are more sure than the corners are. The corners are, it's kind of just what Jason Lockenfora said earlier, just like with the wide receivers, there are quite a few questions about the corners. Even when you talk about Greedy Williams, I've talked to quite a few people who question whether he's really a good tackler or not. And in Pittsburgh, you better be able to tackle. Now, maybe that's something that he can get better at. Maybe that's an unfair rap. That's certainly something that Mike Tomlin said yesterday, that you hear a lot of things and they do their own work on it. And I'm not going to profess to be an expert on that and watch. He shows up in town and then never speaks to me because I said that. But I just think that this is a team that desperately needs an inside linebacker who can run side to side, who has great speed, who can be an every down guy. These two linebackers are more certain, more sure. They certainly fit that mold. They fit a need. They fit what would make this defense go. So go and get them. Get them. And I think if there's a run on quarterbacks, I think that the way that this draft could break, it might not cost that much. They may not have to jump 10 spots or 11 spots like they had to jump for Troy Polamalu. It could be something that is more attainable. So be aggressive. And I have reason to believe that I think Kevin Colbert could be aggressive.
So you think that's what they will do is end up with Devin Bush, let's say? Like that is the guy that you think will be a Steeler or no?
He's trying to put words in your mouth, Aditi.
They'll do it? No.
You said what you'd like to see them do. You said what you'd like to see them do, but what do you think they will do if you had to take your best guess at it?
Ooh, good question.
It is a good question. I think that it's sort of safe. It's kind of like what Jason said. I mean, what seems to be the consensus? It's likely that one of those four corners, probably two or three of those four corners, will be available, and that's what they'll do, and they'll go that way. But I'm saying I think that this is a team that has made some bold moves this offseason. I mean, you're parting from a future Hall of Fame wide receiver. You're moving on in a pretty significant way. They actually signed three veteran free agents. That's not something they do. This is a team that is being somewhat bold, is turning the page, is recognizing that Ben Roethlisberger's career doesn't have 10 more years in it. Let's go out and do something. So be bold in the draft, too.
Do you?
I just feel like it's a prime year to do it. You're not disagreeing with me. You're kind of just letting me hang on my words here.
Yeah, we wanted you to make like a bold prediction, and then we could either rub it in that you got it wrong or give you like a ton of credit for getting it right. And if you got it right, Chris would say that he forced you.
Tony's the expert at that, right? I don't want to take that mantle from you. I mean, what mantle is
You know, Chris picking Steelers games went 2-13.
I went good.
No.
I was good enough picking all the other NFL games against the spread that Andrew had to wear a sandwich board shaming Jim Boeheim outside the Pete.
I just put mine out there more than you do, and that's why I get heat for it, but I'm fine with it.
It's gotten to the point
where people
just bet the house on whatever you, the opposite of what you say.
Correct.
What you're saying.
That's accurate.
Well, that's fair. 2-13, that's awful.
Yeah, I know.
All right, thank you. Let's not rub it in.
Aditi Kinkabwala, NFL Network. So you were there yesterday, and I don't think that Kevin Colbert, he's usually pretty cloak and dagger. He doesn't spill the beans on much with these draft events. But when he said that there are it's a deep draft for corners, and then started naming corners from past drafts who became good Steelers who were picked in later rounds, I started to put two and two together there, Aditi. Like, they never draft corners early, so why would they start now? Especially if they believe they can find them late.
They did in Artie Burns. And he said the same thing about the wide receivers. I thought what he had to say about the wide receivers was very telling.
Agreed.
And that it's a very deep wide receiver class,
yep,
that there's no consensus top wide receiver. And just like with the corners, you know, if we sit here and say, you know, Williams, we wonder about his tackling. Baker, we wonder about his speed. You know, like, in a similar way, there's not a consensus top receiver.
Right.
And there are questions or knocks or potential flaws in any of them.
That's why I think they'll wait on both.
Agreed. And I think that they could find a gem, like the West Virginia wide receiver, David Stills, the guy who was the former quarterback, the USC recruit, yep, when he was 13 years old. That's the type of guy I could see Pittsburgh taking in the third or fourth or maybe even the fifth, you know, like in the mid round and turning into something. And so I don't see them going for a receiver early. I mean, I definitely don't see that. I think that they see some secondary help later. They see some depth. You know, I tried to get Kevin Colbert to tell me, a year ago, I was in Buffalo, and GM Brandon Bean was great. He obviously wasn't going to tell us how he ranked the quarterbacks, but he did say there were two that he would trade up for, that he wouldn't trade up for all of them, but there were two that he would trade up for, and there was one that he absolutely loved above all the others. So they did end up trading up for one, and we had some information in that he did at least give up that he wasn't going to trade up for just anybody, and that he was absolutely in love with one of them. And you could just kind of draw some conclusions. So I asked Kevin Colbert yesterday, will you at least tell us, how many guys in the first round do you really love? So that we could sort of glean if they do trade up. I mean, how crazy were they about somebody? Was this like a Troy Polamalu situation? Is this there wasn't really anything better, and they thought they could get more bang there? You know, like, how can we then later on break up? And Kevin just wouldn't bite. He said, you know, there are guys that we love at different levels. There's a guy that I love in the fourth round, but I wouldn't love in the third round. And that's kind of how he played everything yesterday. I didn't feel, honestly, one of the most insightful things that I thought he said was about the social media and trying to figure out how guys will take social media or grow on social media as the way he phrased it was, as they become the players we want them to be.
Yeah, and then Steven Nelson makes a fool of himself on social media. Did you see that? That was funny. One of your colleagues he went after, one of your guys, Steve Smith.
He went after him on Twitter because, Aditi, let's be honest, if he goes after him in person, Steve Smith's going to make him eat those words in a very unpleasant way.
I will tell you this. Steve Smith is really, and I love Steve Smith. I happen to think that I have a very, very good relationship with Steve Smith. Steve Smith scares the crap out of me sometimes. I mean, that is an intimidating man.
And he's the most intimidating 5'9" person that's not a professional fighter of all time.
Seriously.
I mean, honest to God.
There's a level of intensity to him. He's got 4 kids, and he loves on those kids like no father I've ever seen. But, oh, my God, I would be so afraid of him if I crossed him. It was one of his kids. Like, if I didn't do my homework or I came home with a B, my gosh.
I don't think he's a timeout dad. I think he might be a little bit more than timeout dad.
There might be corporal punishment there, I feel like.
Well, let's not go in that. Let's not go there, okay? I don't want to. I have no idea.
Well, either way, he's going to.
Aditi, are you a corporal?
He's actually a smack talk dad, I bet. He's a smack talk dad. He probably is berating them like he does, you know, people on Twitter or players that are covering him.
There's a difference between trash talk and berating. I mean, I talk trash to my 3-year-old.
What is that? You say baby shark stinks, what of it?
We chase each other. No, we chase each other, and I call him slow. I could put him on the phone and ask you. He just told my husband that my husband's slow. He said, Mommy and I are fast. You're slow, Daddy.
Wow, that's fair. By the way,
that's part of the game.
Oh, I don't know what I'm going to say to my kid when he gets old enough to understand stuff like that.
You're going to totally tease him. When you want him to chase you, you're going to say, oh, come on. Is that the best you could do? Run faster.
I'm just trying to get over the fact that he pooped to wake himself up at 11:30 last night, but that's neither here nor there. The whole thing you just said about guys they do love, don't love, how much they love them, this sounds, A, way too much like high school passing notes, the NFL draft run-up, and B, the actual question I have here for you, Aditi, is this. I took Kevin Colbert's statements, and I think Mike Tomlin kind of joined in when they talked about Terrell Edmunds, and they did this writ large and did it in a macro sense and applied it to sort of every year. Their preference would be that rookies not play all that much. Like, they want to ease these guys in, sit and learn.
Yeah.
Is that in line? Because it isn't for me. I don't think that that is in line, if they are being sincere, with the way the NFL is going, where you are looking more and more for early and off and instant impact guys. Would you agree with that?
No, you know what? I completely buy into what they're saying. I think that they felt very strongly about Jarvis Jones's lack of development had a lot to do with what was expected of him. Now, obviously, they were very pleased with Terrell Edmunds, but if they had their druthers, he would have learned. I mean, it's kind of like a redshirt year. This is the way the Steelers have done business for a very, very long time. And I do think that that was sincere when they say, ideally, now maybe you have a lights-out rookie like a Marquise Pouncey, but ideally, they want their rookies to have a redshirt year. And when you talk about signing Mark Barron and signing, why is it escaping me right now, Steven Nelson?
Because he was mostly invisible in Kansas City, let's be honest here.
But he had those picks. Let's not forget that. And that's what matters so much
breakups.
To the Steelers right now. Well,
didn't he get targeted more than any corner in the league, Aditi?
He did, yes. Yeah, he did.
Yes. So we'll see. Anyway. But you know what? The guy hasn't even suited up yet, and he hasn't done anything. So let's give him the benefit of the doubt and see what he can do when he's here, right?
I'm feeling very chippy for some. See, I'm talking trash now all of a sudden.
Sports radio is not really a give the benefit of the doubt medium. Aditi Kinkleball on the fan hotline brought to you by Armstrong Business. Do you watch Game of Thrones?
No, I don't. I might be one of the only people.
No, I don't either. Means you're not a giant
why
nerd
haven't you
like
gotten
everyone
into
that
it?
Does.
What's the reason why you haven't watched? Do you hate good TV?
I'm not. To tell you the truth, I'm really not a huge TV person.
Okay. Expand.
I love to read. I'd much rather I can wind down, escape into a book much more easily than I can television. On TV, I watch sporting events.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to make time to watch this Jeopardy guy. Have you guys been seeing him?
We're into it.
He's a machine.
Chris and I are into it.
Gambler.
Yeah.
He's a machine.
It's sort of incredible. I saw him last week, and I was just blown away.
He doesn't get anything wrong. Which is a great
strategy. I watch a lot of HGTV.
That's mindless.
Do you watch Food Network? I'm a big Food Network guy.
That stuff.
Is this where you go click?
No.
No, I'm a big Food Network
guy. So what's your favorite TV show of all time, Aditi?
Oh, God, that's such a tough question.
I know. That's why I asked it.
I mean, it's probably something that I watched as a kid. I just can't think of it right now.
So you never got, like, into binge-watching TV shows or Netflix or HBO
no,
or
I
any
did,
of those
actually.
Things?
No, I did, actually. You know what? When I was pregnant, I binge-watched Scandal. I used to love The Good Wife. I watched The Good Wife. I like dramas like that.
Okay.
The Good Wife was a thriller.
Wasn't
The Good Wife a weird
one? I used to really be into the Law and Orders. or in the CSI procedurals like that.
Okay.
Aditi, wasn't The Good Wife one of like this weird story of a show that started out as one thing and then the writers just did like an abrupt right turn in the middle of the first season?
I've never seen one
episode, Chris. It was a show that was supposed to be like a pretty straightforward show, and then they randomly took it in a different direction, and it was excellent, apparently.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
Yeah, it was really excellent, but I missed the last season, the final season. I think that that's when Nico was born, and I just sort of lost it. And I sort of fell off of Scandal. I came into Scandal a few seasons in. I watched a ton of them, and then I missed, like, the end, like, the last few seasons of that as well. I've never been into Survivor or The Apprentice anything like that.
Are you here on Thursday, or are you somewhere else?
No, I'm actually here for the first time. So I've been at the NFL Network for 7 years,
okay.
And this is the first time I will spend a draft with the Steelers. I'm usually elsewhere. Like last year I was in Buffalo. I've been in Cleveland a bunch. One year I was in Philly with Chip Kelly. But I guess there is the potential of the Steelers being very interesting on draft night. Mm. At least I'm hoping. I'm hoping they'll be interesting as we started the conversation.
All right, Aditi. Well, good luck with reading and talking trash to your kids.
You have no relationship questions? I feel like I was all geared up. Craig Riley promised me
I feel
that
like,
there'd be
do I have any relationship questions?
Get me in trouble.
I mean, I stole my wife's leftovers and brought them to work on Sunday, and that didn't really go over well. That's the best I've got right now.
I've got one for you, Aditi. If you're a guy who screws up constantly in your marriage, and I'm
so
not
me.
Saying,
so
yeah,
just
if you're
say,
a, yeah, if you're if your name rhymes with Bandrew Gilliponi, what is the best basic like gift offering to make up for you screwing up? Flowers, chocolate? What are we going
Sex.
With here?
I don't know. I thought I'd throw it out there.
I said gift offering.
I just feel like it's making the effort. Like, get it right once. I mean, flowers eventually die.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge chocolate person. For me, it's just like, pay attention. Get it right once.
Now, that's a bridge too far for Andrew.
Or show some consideration. Like, how do you eat somebody's food? So then she opens
She doesn't like leftovers. When
it.
She
wasn't there?
When she makes stuff at home, she never wants it. She's like, I'm going to eat it right after I make it. And if it goes in the fridge, it's for you.
Wait.
But we went out to dinner, so they were restaurant leftovers, which apparently in her leftover power
the
rankings
hierarchy of
is
leftovers.
Number one. So it was
and
her.
And you didn't know this? It took you this long to figure that out?
Is this the first time this situation has ever presented itself?
Yeah, I think it was, actually.
You have never brought home leftovers
no.
from a restaurant
before? Wait, what restaurant was this from? Or was it from a place that you could go and get takeout from easily? Like, not a long waiting
Chris,
list
Chris, I wasn't going to go back
so
to the restaurant
so
buy your new food.
That day, before you went home, you should have stopped and picked up takeout.
Thank
Couldn't.
You.
It was Easter.
Thank you. Okay, now, this week.
I just begged
it's
for
not
forgiveness.
Easter
I just said I'm
right.
sorry.
Yes, so this week, go back to the restaurant and get an order of takeout.
Yeah.
Aditi, we could do an advice column show, and I think it would do gangbusters ratings.
Are you trying to kick me off
yeah,
the show?
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. We could take calls. We could definitely do that.
Common sense with Chris and Aditi.
All right, Aditi.
Or Aditi and Chris.
Enjoy Steelers headquarters with the Dale Lally and Mark Caballes of the world. We'll talk to you later.
It will always be fun, and thank you.
You're welcome. Aditi, Kinkabwala, NFL Network. You going to be there, Jeff?
I will.
Okay. She can sit next to you, right?
So it's myself on Thursday and Eric on Friday.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Aditi thinks they might trade up. She thinks the NFL Network might have a little inside knowledge. Keep her here because the Steelers
might be an eventful
are
going to
spice
place.
Things up. Okay.
I can't believe you ate your wife's restaurant leftovers.
I know.
Just
you should have
get...
seen the rash of text messages I received
your
Sunday
morning.
Your
wife is a wonderful woman, but I would not want to cross her.
I got a rude all caps text.
Did she put like the angry red-faced emoji?
No, but she could have. The Steelers talked about two players by name yesterday. They talked about Terrell Edmonds, and they talked about one other guy who's coming off a so-so rookie season, and we will discuss that next on the PM team.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.